brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gold's up $9 right now. 2 million in gems and gold stolen from California Museum. Man, I see articles every day about big museum heists and stuff. Man, you know things are going to hell in a handbasket. Man, I tell you, well, lock and load, folks. Just blast anybody trying to rob you. Going back to, desperate times make desperate people. I think Salente says that. We got to get Salente back on, too. It's just things are really accelerating. Max Kaiser's our guest, maxkaiser.com. We'll give you his Twitter and stuff coming up in the next segment. Right now, let's go to Jim in Illinois, then Jason Scott, Stephen, and others. You're on the air, Jim.
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to ask Max a quick question, if I could. I'm getting ready to go with a family member of mine before her financial advisor at Edward D. Jones, and I'm going to attempt to get most of her money out and put it into gold and silver. Can you give me a couple of bullet points that I can bring up with that man as he tries to
I don't
to
think you
down.
Have to argue anything with that turd. Any financial advisor that acts like your money is his or your family's is his, look, you instruct them on what to do, but I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm in gold and silver and a little bit of private property and food and guns and trying to take care of my family, and I'm in information warfare. But I know your question's for Max. I'm sorry, Max. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's for me, man. Anyway, open an account somewhere else first and have the new account at the new location send your current broker a transfer form, a 1090 or ACAT. I was in the business for many years, so I know how this works. And then they take it out of your hands. You don't need to even go see the guy. Just open a new account, a small account to get it started, and have that new firm that you're going to invest in gold and silver send your current firm a transfer form. And then when the broker calls and says what's going on, just say, hey, buddy, thanks for everything, but I'm moving on.
And then don't listen to their sales pitch for 10 hours. I wouldn't take everything. If you're already in the stock market, I own zero stocks. I personally, if you had stocks, things you know about, things you like, I would not do everything at once. I would research it first, and I would personally buy gold and silver at bullion prices, 1%, 2% above spot is all you should be paying, because obviously we're capitalists. Whoever's handling it's got to make a little bit of money. Take Midas Resources. They make their money by buying when it's low, hoarding it in vaults, and then when gold goes up, they sell it at discounted prices, but then are able to make a profit because gold has gone up, gold and silver. Like, they're in a big profit phase right now, thank God, because they fund the network and they're great guys. But that's how that works. But anything else, sir?
I don't want to.
Yeah, hey, can I talk about my new silver product?
Sure, Max.
I've got a new 1 ounce silver Kaiser. It just launched a week ago. And the thing about this new silver Kaiser, it's a 1 ounce coin. It says global insurrection against banker occupation. This is made with 100% recycled silver. And this is important because there's a lot of silver out there that's not accounted for, and we want to get it off the market as quickly as possible. So we want to get the demand for this up. And it's
And listen, Max, by the way, the big cardinal rule is obviously I have my gold and silver sponsor. You do what you do. But your thing is so important about busting J.P. Morgan. You've got to talk to Ted Anderson at Midas Resources. He carries all sorts of specialty silver rounds. In fact, you know what? Go get Ted right now in here during the break. Let's talk to Kaiser.
Get Ted on the phone right now.
Get him. I'll tell you what. We'll get him on. We'll get him on in the next segment. I got to go to calls because I promise. Go find Ted. Let's get him on at 20 after. We'll talk to Kaiser because I'm telling you, we're not commies, and I love your silver coin. In fact, I meant to even months ago when you watched that, when I first saw it, I meant to call Ted and say, hey, carry those because we carry the Lakotas, everything, every little specialty goodie. And absolutely, those go for a lot in the aftermarket, and I believe in it. So we need to get MidasResources.com carrying Kaiser. So that's it for that. All right, we'll come back. I know, folks, we don't make money off government bailouts and stuff. We actually, sell stuff we believe in. It's what built America, and it's horrible. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm Alex Jones. I love freedom, and yes, I'm a maniac. People that lie down and lick boots didn't build civilization. Boot licking allows the lowest form of scum to take over and set up hierarchical systems of domination and control freak activities. I am angry about the New World Order. I am angry about world government. And so is my friend Max Kaiser, financial advisor, retired stockbroker, inventor of stock exchange computer systems like the Hollywood Stock Exchange. We're taking your phone calls right now. Then big news blitz coming up on a host of stuff I haven't even gotten to yet. My head is spinning right now. Kaiser is predicting global financial meltdown engineered, and it's starting. A global banking takeover. They're announcing $100 trillion in global government taxes they plan to put on us in the next decade. That's mainstream news. They're announcing they're going to shut down free speech, arrest whoever they want. The bankers just brag in the Financial Times of London. In one article, now for global government, now for world government, they brag about how, yes, we're tyrants, you will not stop us, ha, ha, ha. I mean, it is just hubris to the max right now. Meanwhile, the jellyfish public has been conditioned, corruption doesn't exist in government, so they still are wandering around thinking government's going to, you know, hold their hand and help them suck their thumb when the government's going to help blow their brains out after they, you know, give them cancer injections through the vaccines. I'm ranting here. We're taking phone calls from Max Kaiser. My Twitter is twitter.com/RealAlexJones. It's important to follow us there because we never really got into Twitter until recently because I realize now how important it is to be able to send you photos or video clips as they develop. You can also sign up to get the magazine free as an e-format at infowars.com/newsletter. People are asking, hey, I want this free. Why are you selling subscriptions at cost for the physical of InfoWars magazine? How dare you sell something? Is the government supposed to take my tax money and give it to George Soros or give it to MSNBC to have anti-gun shows? What are you doing selling something at cost, you filthy American? Well, I'm sarcastic. The point is, you can sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter and get the free magazine digitally sent to you with the links working on the websites and everything. It's pretty neat. But if you want the physicals, we have them in bulk and 10 packs up to 100 packs. The only way to get the first issue that came out on the financial meltdown, bankers declare they've conquered America, the only way to get that, because we kept like 3,000 back, is sign up for the next 12 issues, including the new Technocracy issue, the October issue that's out, and get the September issue free with that. So your first installment, you'll get two magazines in the mail, and it's got great graphics, great documentation, great way to wake people up, support the First Amendment, support print 2.0. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com. Max, tell us your Twitter account, because there's several out there. I want to make sure I plug the right one for folks to follow your site, your Twitter, during financial Armageddon.
Yeah, this is Max Kaiser, and you're right. You are a Twitter slowpoke. You are late to the Twitter party. I've already eclipsed your Twitter following with my massive 35,000 Twitter followers at Max Kaiser on Twitter. And, you know, get on the Twitter, man. Get on the Twitter. That's where you got to be.
Well, that's great, Max. Hello? But, I mean, sure. What is the exact? I'm still trying to get the address. What is the exact address?
Max Kaiser. Max Kaiser, M-A-X.
Okay, because there's a couple of them on there. I'm trying to find out.
Max Kaiser, if there's a problem in the world, just flash Max Kaiser in the sky like the Batman signal. I'll be there. Help is on the way.
I hear you, but your Skype is not on the way. All right, here we go. Let's go ahead. And he's had more coffee than I've had, ladies and gentlemen. It's that special Starbucks type. Let's talk to Jason in California. You're on the air. What's your question for Max?
Hi, I love you guys. Been listening to you for a long time, Alex. You're great. I just had some questions on preparedness. For Max. Your thoughts on save the cities, states, or even countries.
Yeah, what are you doing to get physically prepared? Because you just left France because of their 90% tax rate, and all that, and areas are burning, and people are raiding grocery stores in Spain, Greece. The people are dumping their kids out on the side of the highway. It's a wonderful thing. You've now escaped to London, to Britannia, Command Base Alpha, Airstrip 1. What are you doing physically to get ready?
Oh, I go to the gym every day, and I listen, and I take Tangy Tangerine, of course. It's my only supplement. It keeps me fit and strong, and I listen to Alex Jones on the iPod while I'm out in the gym pressing iron, and that's how I stay fit.
You do actually listen to the show. I've called you up before and heard it in the background. I'm very honored, Max, that you listen to the show. Did you hear the first hour where I had a little bit of an event? Did you hear that?
No, in the first hour, you were explaining how you like to eat baby poop out of baby diapers. And I thought, wow, this tangy tangerine, this must be the next level.
I did not say that. I said the TSA love to get into old ladies and babies' diapers that are...
I tuned into the show, and here's Alex Jones saying, yeah, you know, it's something like a taco. It's a taco full of baby poop, but that's what I love to have with my tangy tangerine.
That
I'm
is
like,
not
wow,
what
I gotta
I
get
said.
On that. That's what I need to
folks,
do.
Folks, there are no fully loaded baby diapers available at InfoWarsHealth.com. I'm sorry, that is not one of my delicacies. I'm not into that. I like chili rellenos, though, loaded with vegetables. Let's go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay, thank you, Jason. Max, I don't usually keep Max into a second hour because he's just as crazy as I am, and while you're hearing the effects of it, he's now degenerating. Stephen in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, sir. You know what you call one of those fully loaded diapers? You call it a Kaiser. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I met this Army officer over the weekend at a party. He told me how he works for Ben Bernanke. He told me that he knew about QE3 months before it went into effect and how they're actually expecting hyperinflation and that they're banking on a global war to bring in a global currency. Then I told him that about the New World Order, and he just called me a crazy conspiracy theorist and walked away.
Oh, yeah, no, no. They admit it's global government. They admit they're tyrannical. They admit they're doing all this. But then when we talk about it, we're bad. I mean, it's like doublethink out of 1984, Crime Stop. Max, can we be serious for a moment? What's your take on the man's statement?
Hey, I didn't hear it, and Chris just cut in and said he was asleep at the switch, and my audio was dead on the question, so I did not hear the question. And you should.
Okay, the man was talking about somebody who works for the banksters. All right, thanks. This is not Morning Zoo Radio, ladies and gentlemen. Kaiser is having his own episode right now. Caller, recap your question for Max Kaiser.
Okay, well, so this weekend I met an Army officer who actually interned for Ben Bernanke, and we were just talking, and he told me about the QE3, and I'm like, yeah, I know a lot about that. And he's like, yeah, we're actually banking on hyperinflation. And I'm like, that's horrible. He's like, if we didn't do this, then the banks would go under. So he basically went on to tell me that they're actually banking on a global war in which they can bring in a global currency. And I was like, well, do you believe in the New World Order? And he's like, you're a crazy conspiracy theorist, and walked away.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's it. They brag in all these publications. They're conquering us through their fraud and saying, oh, but we don't want you to go under, when really it's not. They're not going under. They're taking over. Max, comments on that.
Okay, this is fascinating. Now, I will get serious for this. The quantitative easing announcement, they are going to buy back billions of mortgage-backed securities on a monthly basis. Here's the fact. They could quite easily just simply retire the mortgages. You see what I'm saying? They don't need to bail out the banksters who have this mortgage-backed securities, the derivatives. Instead of, this is what's going on since 2008. Every time there is a need for some program to come into effect, instead of giving relief to the actual people by simply, they could have gotten paid down 90% of all the mortgages in 2008, and that would have cost less than $10 trillion. They have spent close to $30 trillion continuing to bail out the banksters, and yet the mortgage problem continues to fester and be a problem.
Sure.
That's the main point people need to understand. When Bernanke speaks, he speaks in a way that makes no sense for the average person who has being crushed by this economy. He continues to placate the bankers by this program, QE3, where he's bailing them out again by buying their bad debt.
Let's jam another call here. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air with Max Kaiser.
Hey, Alex, and hey, Max. So my first question is for you, Alex, and then for Kaiser right after that. Did you hear about that the bank robber in Aurora, Colorado, that they stopped every vehicle and took every person out of the vehicle? And
yeah, with machine guns. Families, that was months ago, families driving up, they point machine guns at them, drug everybody out, and it was all just staged. That's the new thing, where we're all prisoners anytime they want, and then cops all the time now just shoot innocent people, and it's like an afterthought. They're just getting us ready. Yeah, Max Kaiser is, you have a question for Max. Go ahead.
And then after Max, you got your time date in April of next year, right? So my question to you is, when that does collapse, what are they going to replace it with? What is the actual thing that they're going to have at that moment when everything comes down? How long are they going to let it run for before they bring up their solution? And what is that going to be?
Global government, global banks. There you go, Kaiser. Answer your question now.
The currency being considered is being propagated by the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and it's called the Special Drawing Right, or SDR. This is going to take the place, and all of the global transactions will occur on the wholesale level in the SDR. The dollar will be convertible into the SDR, the global currency, but at a rate that is 70-80% less than what your purchasing power is today. So if you look up SDR, Special Drawing Right, it'll give you the whole story about how the IMF, which is in its own right a central bank run by Christine Lagarde, a globalist, who is now going to deputize that bank to be part of this new global multi-trillion dollar facility. It'll be priced in this new global currency, the SDR.
Amen to that. And to define globalist, it is a world government corporatist, crony capitalist, anti-free market monopolist who believes in eugenics, or the science of taking over society and breeding the public to be servile slaves, those that they allow to kill. It is, to give a quicker definition, psychopathic control freak social engineers dedicated to scientific total war against humanity and mass extermination of at least 90% of the world's population. In the takeover phase, they use economic warfare to dominate society, then posing as saviors as they collapse the society into their reorganization grid, which is itself an extermination dumbing down program, preparing you for the next phase of the operation.
You didn't write that.
No, I didn't write
that. You didn't write that. You didn't write that.
That's right. I didn't say that. Government
did. You didn't
say
that.
But I did invent the Kaiser. All right. Let's go. I'm fully loaded. Let's go ahead and talk to this. I'm sorry. I got it. Kaiser, stop it. We got to go to Jeremy in Tennessee. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How are you?
I'm just thinking about a, well, go ahead, sir.
All right. Well, this is basically just to call and tell people that if they're thinking that the TSA and these psycho cops will not delete your videos or what happened in our case, take our camera and completely vacate where they were when they were trying to arrest us for skateboarding in a apartment development, and things kind of went bad, and they handcuffed my friend who was filming, and then like immediately put the camera in the car and then unhandcuffed him and left. And these were police officers with no name tags, just badges on their shirt, and they were undercover police officers that came and basically just started harassing us for skateboarding.
Oh, listen, cops now stop adults in rural areas and ask what you're doing. You're like, I walked over to the cow pond. I'm walking. Why are you walking? I'm not going to answer your questions. Oh, really? I'm like, are you looking for somebody who looks like me? No. I'm asking you why you're walking out here. I mean, this is the new America. It's about, hey, you're my food, and I'm here to teach you to do what I say. Now get on your knees, you American trash! Now, a lot of cops aren't pure criminals, so they're waking up. Some of them are good people, but I'm telling you, this isn't freedom, what we're seeing. Do you have a question for Max Kaiser, criminal?
I don't. I just wanted to throw that out there to let people know to be
all
careful.
Right. I got to jump. I appreciate your call, but we're taking calls from Max Kaiser right now. Only have time for one more from Max Kaiser. I skipped the break to take the calls, folks. Brian in California, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty damn good right now. I'm pretty crazed, actually. It feels pretty good. Are you crazed? I'm beginning to realize being crazed is the secret to life. You know, I don't think you're actually intelligent or awake or alive unless you're crazed. I've noticed people I really like who have high intelligences are crazed as well. Max, I think you would describe yourself as crazed, wouldn't you?
Isn't that what Seal sang about? You got to be a little crazy. You got to be a little crazy. You know, that Seal song. You know, the TSA people are everywhere in the world, you know. It's not just the United States. You travel anywhere in the world now, you have the same kind of people at every border crossing everywhere in the world. It's gone global. That's an American export.
Well, it's the RAND Corporation. Yeah, it's a global government program. It's continuity of agenda. Brian, real fast question here before I perseverate and cut you off.
All right, cool. No, it's okay. I'm a 30-year-old college graduate. I'm struggling, server at a restaurant, and I'm hearing all this talk about investing in gold and silver, and it's looking very impractical for someone in my situation to invest any money that I do have that I'm trying to live off of.
Yeah, I would invest in skills that people will need on top of your degree. I would go apprentice and work for places, you know, because I know plumbers and people that own lawn companies that make more money than most of the yuppies, you know, have college degrees. I'm not knocking your college degree. The point is it doesn't exist in the model that's coming. It's like a big joke for the globalists. Some degrees will have worth, but only if you're willing to put people in gas chambers, basically. Law enforcement type degrees and surveillance and spy degrees. But that's a useful thing. I would invest in friends, family. I would invest in being in shape. I would invest in lead and make sure you have firearms. Max Kaiser, quick comment for him.
Well, he's not really an investor at all. He's somebody who's working to stay going. But there's a political side to the silver campaign. If you just buy 1 ounce, and if 100 million people bought 1 ounce, we would bankrupt J.P. Morgan. See, there's a political side to it. It's a savings vehicle, but if you're not a saver because you're 100% worker, you have no savings at all, it's not a question. But if you're part of the political movement to put J.P. Morgan out of business, then you might want to scrape together $35 to buy 1 ounce.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Max Kaiser, look forward to talking to you again soon. Thank you for the time.
Oh, always a pleasure, and good luck with that baby burrito.
All right. Thank you so much. There goes Max Kaiser. We've got Ted Anderson with us, and we're going to talk about gold a little bit and go to a bunch of news and some video clips I want to play that are very, very important right now. But I tell you, helter skelter, I get to the top and I go to the bottom again. I'm not bummed out now, but it has been quite a manic show today. Gold rallies on large hedge fund buys right up to the highest level it's been in 2012. And there's been a little bit of profit taking, made it go down a little bit in this case, but still big gains for the day. Gold rallies again on large hedge fund buys, CNBC. Ted Anderson joins us right now. Ted, you've still got gold you bought a few weeks ago, but you sold out all the other stuff, gold and silver. It's going to, so you can pass on those savings and some deals you've got. So let's just get the deals out of the way first for people, and then I want to get into some more of your breakdown of what's been happening today. But I know you've got that two silver dollars at cost, and you get Obama deception, American dream exposing the banking system, and the book Dishonest Money, three free gifts to get two silver dollars at cost, $72 as a loss leader to get people in the door to realize what great deals you've got. People can call 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. You know, I really believe in gold and silver. That's why I've been pushing silver since it was $5 an ounce, and gold when it was $245, $260 an ounce. And now look at it. I didn't sell gold when it went to 2000. I didn't sell it when it went down to 1500 because I know they're going the way of hyperinflation worldwide. And the place to buy your gold and silver, not just because they're sponsors, but because it's a patriot and it's great prices, is Midas Resources, 800-686-237. Ask for the big list of Alex Jones radio specials, the lowest you'll find anywhere, at least I've been able to find. You don't beat silver dollars at cost for three free gifts. I mean, God, these are good free gifts. It's not like it's a Ginsu steak knife. Not knocking Ginsu. Those are actually pretty good. The point is, you get what I'm saying. 800-686-237. Ted, what are some of the other smoking hot radio deals you got for people today?
Well, you said the best one, the $72. I mean, the one kid that was just getting out of college with his degree, I mean, everybody can afford $72, but Walking Liberty halves are $17.07. We have Frank's at $3.88. I mean, we have a lot of different deals that are going on right now. And you got to realize that gold has almost hit $1,800 an ounce today, $1,793 at its peak that it's seen so far today. Right now, currently $1,781.30. Silver hit a peak today of $3,550, and it's currently trading at $3,504. So we are seeing prices that are the highest point we've ever seen. This year, I should say. Ben Bernanke opened his mouth today and said that savers are going to be in trouble. Believe it or not, the chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank is saying that you better get out of...
We've been telling you this forever. Max was saying it 2 weeks ago when he was on. You're going to pay to have money in a bank now, and they're going to charge you $5 every time you use the cash card, and they're not going to let you use cash, and they're going to take everything you got. They're going to totally crush you if you let them. They love hurting you and your family, and I'm sick of people putting up with it, Ted. That's why I love gold and silver, because they hate it when we buy it, because they're busy buying it all up for their greedy selves.
Well, they are. They are. There's no question about it. The central banks own a lot of gold, and around the world, not just the United States. But yeah, it's going on. We were talking about earlier about how they manipulate the gold prices. Gata reports that 80% of CNBC of the paper gold that's being bought out there is not even covered by anything at all. That means 20% of it's covered by gold. A lot of the swaps and so on and so forth, a lot of leverage, obviously. When that house of card falls, it's going to be another big controversy and scandal. So, you know, it just adds up to, you better have the gold and have it physically and get it into your possession. If you got IRAs, 401ks, whatever, it's time to start moving in. When you have the central bank that's printing the money saying that, hey, savers are going to be penalized because you're in the gold, because you're in cash, you better start moving out. They're talking about printing money until they see the unemployment figures drop.
Now, I think you're an extremist. You said buy gold and it was $244 an ounce. I guess that was the low 12 years ago, and now it's almost $1,800. I think you're a bad person. You said buy silver when it was less than $5 an ounce. Now it's getting close up to $40 again. I mean, you're just a bad person. You're just a bad person, Ted. How dare you sell things you believe in? How dare you make people money? How dare you love freedom? How dare you support Ron Paul? How dare you?
Well, you know, the funny thing is that I used to take a lot of heat for recommending gold and silver, but now, you know, the proof is in the pudding.
Being right is wrong. How horrible. I'm going to go invest in some stock where I can be swindled. Folks, they can also take your IRAs and cash those out for you in gold and silver. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Give them a call. News Blitz, your call's coming up. Thank you, extremist head. Horrible person. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Freedom is scary. Freedom is dynamic. And it comes down to this. Crank that up. Yeah!
Line report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, I know that has a liner on it, and I started talking over it. Meow, meow. You know why, ladies and gentlemen? Because I am awake, and I am alive, and I don't care what people think about me. It's incredibly liberating, but I understand why people choose slavery. I know why they choose trendiness. I know why they choose caring what people think about them, because once you get into real freedom, it's wild, and I just don't know if some of you out there can handle it. Oh, I just don't know if you can really step into the shoes and be a real human, because let me tell you, it's good. And it's powerful, and it's strong, and it's hard. It's hard to carry the burden of reality. Ooh, I love that part of the song right there. That is just awesome. Crank it up. Good stuff. Okay. Man, I know we got a bunch of phone calls sitting here. They wanted to talk to Max Kaiser, but Max had to go. Well, he was pretty excited about that TSA confection, wasn't he? Oh, man, I tell you, I don't know what to do anymore. I wish this wasn't true. I wish I wasn't right. Believe me, people, but I'm right. I'm about as right as you're going to find. Doesn't mean I have all the answers. Let's take a few calls before I get to these news reports and then some other news. Let's talk to Bob in Tennessee, listening on 1600 AM WMQM, one of our fabulous affiliates. You're on the air, Bob. Welcome.
Yeah, my family and my friends would all say I'm crazed, so I would just say, get crazed, Infowars.com.
That's right.
I have a question for Max Kaiser, but I think I could probably ask you just as well.
Okay.
If, as he predicts, the landslide will hit us economically in April, would that eliminate the threat of the police state if it hits us that soon?
No. Again, he never fully defines it. I mean, he calls a collapse basically something twice as bad as what happened in 08, you know, half the stock market down, and then the inflation starts. I mean, he calls the collapse the doorway entering into the cattywampus event. So, I mean, it's still a process because the globalists gobble things like a predator. A lion doesn't go out and eat all the gazelles at once. It grabs one and then grabs another. It's like crocodiles do that. So this is kind of serial killer psychology where they pick us off one at a time. I mean, that's how they operate. But at a certain point, even if it's incremental, at a certain point, you know, you're pretty darn deep into the tyranny. I mean, I don't know if Max is right. It's just that, you know, Dr. Paul Greg Roberts, who's always said it'll be a gradual collapse, he's saying, yeah, things are accelerating. He said like 3 years ago, he said in about 3 years would be when he'd start saying, look for a real huge collapse. And now we're starting to get close to that. I mean, everybody I talk to, but I research things myself. I don't just look at the economics. I look at the preparations, the police, the digging in, the conditioning, the preparations for terror attacks, which they'll stage to pose as saviors. I mean, I look at a constellation of other data that a lot of these economic guys don't. And I see what they're saying from another perspective, and it just doesn't look good. And it just makes me sick the globalists are doing this to run everything. I mean, they're already in control, but they really want to hurt people. They really want to bankrupt us. They really want to make us poor so they can totally tell us what to do. And they're going to tell the public, raise taxes, which they know actually brings in less receipts. You know, write more tickets, more fines, more fees, which is meant to extinct economic activity that they don't control because they're exempt from everything. The globalists, remember, are exempt from 99% of the garbage they put on us. So they freeze us and make us move in slow motion economically, and they're like the Flash, you know, running around the world five times in, you know, 2 seconds. I mean, literally, it's like, in fact, we're not even moving. It's like we're frozen, and they've got the whole world. You know, to them, 1 minute is like 1,000 years, and that's why they're able to get away with all this.
Okay. I heard Paul Craig Roberts last week in an interview on your show say that describing the financial collapse, and say, he said, you won't have to worry about a police state, and that's where my question comes from.
I understand. Yeah, well, no, he says, yeah, and he's been somebody who's, well, you're right. I mean, it could be just absolute, total, beyond Argentina. And then the cops are going to, and the bureaucrats and all of them are going to be fending for themselves. And, boy, if that happens, Katie bar the door. I mean, Homeland Security is running TV ads and print ads about zombie apocalypse using the archetype of the public without their, you know, electricity and power and gas and food as zombies. And there's a reason. Within 10 days in major Pentagon studies, you can pull up, just type in government Pentagon studies on civilization collapse. There's a bunch of studies, but most studies show within 9 to 10 days, almost everyone, about 98% of people will kill you for everything you've got. Within 15 days, over 90%, it's about 91%, become cannibals within 15 days. What happens to the other 9%, 8%? They commit suicide generally or die fighting the cannibals. If you want to know what this will look like, watch the movie The Road. If one of their antimatter bombs goes off in one of their bunkers, or if the power goes off and the reactors blow up, 407 of them worldwide, if any of that kind of stuff happens, go watch Viggo Mortensen's The Road. That is exactly what people act like. Except the book that was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, the book on that actually has them roasting babies on spits. So 90% become cannibals, 8-9% commit suicide. And that's what happens. So not a very nice situation. Yeah, that's why Homeland Security is branding the general public as cannibals, as zombies. Because the average yuppie down the street is totally trend, total trender. That person will act like a zombie from a horror movie within 15 days of the type of road warrior collapse you're talking about.
Our best bet is simply to plan for that scenario and let the rest of it fall where it will.
Yeah, because government's so decadent. I mean, the Nazis were evil, but they were focused and professional. The elites we have and their minions are pretty cowardly at the end of the day because they never face armies. They mainly just pick on people all day, here domestically. So they're going to try to organize going through the countryside, looting everybody for their goods to feed themselves. But that will burn out and stop pretty quick if it ever goes to that red level, which I don't think it will. But it will just be absolute zombie apocalypse if there's a total collapse. See, Kaiser's total collapse is different than a total collapse of what I consider a total collapse. He means the financial system, splintering and collapsing a bunch down, but not a full collapse. But who knows? They're engineering the whole thing. Look, they plan on a giant world war to get this world government. They plan on billions to die if they're crazy enough to pull the trigger.
They are.
Well, I mean, all I know is I hope all of you enjoy it to serve the system, because, my God, you have no idea what you're about to turn loose. 99% of the minions of this that think they're powerful, that get off on being of the black wings of the New World Order, they have no idea what they've signed on to. And they think it's all cute and funny. You know, the TSA thinks, you know, TSA agents robbing $1 million out of people, one guy. They think it's all cutesy and funny. They're going to find out. I mean, they're going to find out. Anyways, I appreciate your call, sir. Let's go to Dan Bedondi's report here. This is a really good report. He and David Ortiz went down there to the end of the Fed last week, and I heard this on the nightly news, 7 o'clock every night, InfoWarsNews.com. There's a 15-day free trial there on the site. I don't even care if you go sign up and then cancel it in 15 days. That's fine. One membership is $5.95 a month. It's really six memberships. We need to get a press release out on that explaining it, because each username and passcode you create needs to be just for the site, because then you can share it with friends and family. Six people can be logged in simultaneously on one, so that's $1 a month or less than $1 a month per member at prisonplanet.tv, and then you fund us trying to stop this collapse from happening. And I'm sorry we get a little punch drunk from InfoWar fatigue and go kind of crazy, but hey, so what? It's good to get outside the box. Just flail around, let people know how serious things are. But I think we can avert all this, or at least back it down to a certain extent. But here's Dan Bedondi talking to the people protesting, and they're totally informed. And then he goes and talks to the general public, and none of them knew anything except for two of the people heard him talking to someone else and heard him inform them. So actually no one we talked to on the street outside of the End the Fed protesters knew that a private bank runs the country. And this is your enemy. This is who's running the whole takeover. So we've got to identify them. You know, at least the French knew the Nazis had occupied them. Or people in Romania knew the Soviets had occupied them. Or East Germans knew the Soviets had occupied them. I mean, here, people don't even know they've been occupied. So here's that report, and then more news and your calls coming up. Here it is.
Hi, Dan Bedondi in San Antonio, Texas, standing on a property we used to be called the Federal Reserve. We're live out of protest, and what we're going to do today is going to ask the people in the protest what the government calls terrorists and conspiracy theorists. We're going to question their knowledge on the Federal Reserve. Then later, we're going to go over to the Alamo and question the general public on the same questions about the Federal Reserve. Hi, I want to ask you five questions on the Federal Reserve. One, what is the Federal Reserve?
The Federal Reserve is a private banking cartel that has the a charter to issue America's money through debt to our Treasury Department.
It's a government-created cartel that got a bunch of bankers together so they can print paper and steal our wealth.
The Federal Reserve is a private for-profit bank that was started up in 1913.
The Federal Reserve is actually not federal at all. Its origins are, as per the 1913 law, which was put through Congress, on miraculously a day when part of most of Congress, probably 80% of Congress, was absent, and it was pushed through as legislation in order to guard or hedge against an economic depression of the type that we had prior.
The Federal Reserve is a private institution that prints money, usually not for interests such as Americans, more for foreign banks and I'd like to say the establishment's agenda. What they do is, like I said, they print money that's backed by nothing. They raise inflation rates. They raise the cost of living for the middle class.
A private international banking cartel?
Basically is a private banking institution that was founded in 1913, and it basically controls our money.
And you just answered all three of the first three questions. And what year was the Federal Reserve established in the United States?
The Federal Reserve Charter was established on December 23rd, 1913.
1913, one of those 13 unlucky number years.
1913, I believe.
It was established in 1913.
Is the Federal Reserve a federal or private company?
It's a private banking cartel.
Definitely private.
It's a private company, a bunch of bankers.
Private corporation.
Very much private.
Contrary to most people's belief, just because it says federal, it is not a federal entity at all. It's a private corporation.
And recently, the Fed announced QE3. What is QE3?
QE3 is, it's basically money debasement through the institution of $40 billion a month through the toxic mortgage assets department that's going to be pumped into the American economy.
It's where they're going to print a bunch more bucks that are going to devalue the money you got out here already.
The implementation of more fiat money into the money system that will devalue the dollar as it stands.
As Bernanke has announced, QE3 is actually going to be producing or pumping $40 billion worth of money into the economy every month.
Yes, quantitative easing. I believe they're going to start the process of printing even more money, more money than they've already been printing. And like I said, it's going to only serve to raise inflation rates.
It's basically their failed strategy to try and ease the economic downturn that we're seeing and the devaluation of the dollar.
And final question, could you name two of the three major banking families that were at Jekyll Island that helped push the Federal Reserve?
Of course, there's the Morgans and the Rothschilds.
Let's see, there's the Schiff family, the Warburgs, the Rockefellers.
Well, there would be the Rothschild family banking, and that would be... J.P. Morgan, I believe, is also owned by the Queen.
The Rockefellers, I believe. I'm thinking the Rothschilds.
Yeah, the Red Skulls, which go by the Rothschild family. J.P. Morgan.
The Rothschilds, definitely. Morgan, as in Chase Morgan Bank.
We just moved over to the Alamo. Now we're going to ask the general public the same questions we asked the people at the end of the Fed rally. Hi, can you tell me what the Federal Reserve is?
No, I cannot.
No, I have no idea.
Not at the moment.
Yes, the central banks.
It's the bank for the government.
It's the bank. It's a bank of unity.
Do you know what year they were established?
1920.
1800s?
Around 1840.
Well, now I do, 1913.
No, I do not.
I think, was it 1913 or 1915?
1913, yep. Is the Federal Reserve private or federal?
Federal. Private.
Federal.
It's a federal, but it's private banks.
You would figure it's federal, but more likely it's private.
Federal.
Recently, the federal government announced QE3. It's all over the news. QE3, do you know what that is?
I do not.
A load of bull.
No.
No, actually, I don't.
I have no idea. I haven't heard of QE3 yet.
Last question. Can you name two of the three major banking families that were at Jekyll Island that helped push along the Federal Reserve in the United States?
I couldn't answer that one.
I'll give you one. Rockefellers.
Like I said, I couldn't give you any of them.
I don't know, actually. I do not know.
No.
Lynn Schmero and, I don't know, IBC?
No, sir, I cannot.
Was it Rockefellers and Rothschilds?
And as you can see, folks, the terrorist protesters we interviewed are smarter than the general public when it comes to the Federal Reserve. And this is Dan Bedondi reporting for the InfoWars Nightly News.
Well, good job, Dan. And you can watch that video up at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. They're also trying to shut down one of our big YouTube channels with 240 million views. So having all the crew launch their own sites that people need to subscribe to, other accounts. We're going to start uploading stuff in HD starting towards the end of the week. So be sure and get over to the YouTube Alex Jones channel and do that. The reason the globalists have been able to take over is a foreign army attacking is sexy politically. You know, it's uniforms, it's bombers, it's the enemy. There it is. But bankers coming in, fraudsters, that's how we've been conquered. And over 100 years ago, the U.S. Banking Association, there was a book written on it, I've seen the documents, said people are too smart. It's like in 1898, they said, we've got to buy up all the newspapers and dumb people down. Because, see, back then, it was cool to know how to read, and it was cool to be informed, and all people did was obsess over politics and get real angry, and the official sport was battling the government. That's why Americans were different. Everybody marveled at us. So they took us over, dumbed us down, put fluoride in our water, and we are now the stupidest people in the world. I love America, but we got to admit it. We've been chemically attacked. I mean, we're brain damaged.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Starting today, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials starting today. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We'll be right back. going to get Gary Johnson on the show later this week, and we're going to have a debate sometime during the week about, hey, do you go and vote for Gary Johnson or write in Ron Paul and then Barack Obama gets in? Because you could say you're protesting the left-right paradigm and that you're protesting the two-party system, the one-party monopoly, but actually you're just in the two-party system going to put Barack Obama in. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily the end of the world, because maybe things will even accelerate more. I mean, do you think people are going to put up with Obama continuing another 4 years? Because Mitt Romney's going to try the same stuff. It's just that he'll have some street cred because he's new for a while. It'll take time to expose him. The question is, do you want Obama or do you want Romney? And it does become pick your poison. We're going to be talking about that later in the week. Here's some excerpts of like a 30-minute in-studio interview that David Ortiz, one of our great reporters, did on the InfoWars Nightly News in-studio last week. I thought I'd play a few of these comments that Johnson said that I think are well newsmaking. Here they are.
This is a bill that the American public should be concerned about. This and the Patriot Act, the constant furthering erosion of our civil liberties. And this is happening in a very insidious way. The National Defense Authorization Act. Look, we fought wars over the government not being able to arrest you or I and hold us, detain us without being charged. I think this is fundamental to the United States Constitution. I think it's fundamental to why we have fought wars.
Tell us about the lawsuit and why you decided to file it.
Well, we will be filing a number of lawsuits, actually. We filed the first of what are going to be three, but the first one was on antitrust grounds. Who are they and why are they able to restrict who doesn't or does get into the debates? They are a private organization, and they're made up of Democrats and Republicans, so they have no vested interest whatsoever in seeing a third party on the debate stage. They were set up after Ross Perot, really, to prevent a Ross Perot from ever being on stage again.
How would you handle the Iranian crisis?
Well, I would not bomb Iran. I don't think there is a military threat from Iran. And if we bomb Iran, in my opinion, we're going to find ourselves with another 100 million enemies to this country but for that bombing would not otherwise occur. Let's not forget that after 9/11, the largest demonstration in the world in support of the United States was in Iran. A million demonstrators show up in support of the United States. And we're going to bomb the citizens of Iran? Look, our beef is with Ahmadinejad, but it shouldn't involve bombing. If I were president of the United States right now, I would urge Israel to not be bombing Iran. If we don't want them to get a nuclear weapon, let's consider the notion of free trade as opposed to embargo. I would sign legislation abolishing the Federal Reserve. I think it's an inside game. The Federal Reserve takes money from Treasury. They loan it to the banks. They take money from the Treasury. Treasury prints the money. Federal Reserve gives it to the banks at 0% interest. Banks don't loan that money out to you or I. They buy up treasuries in a closed loop.
All right.
Look at it. This is Bernie Madoff.
I mean, the full interview is up at InfoWars.com, but I've got to say, I agree with that, everything you said. The issue is, okay, well, we don't want a Ross Perot because that got Bill Clinton in, but really it would have been George Herbert Walker Bush, you see? And so why can't we ever have more parties in there? But then, yes, he will probably, if he gets in the debates, he will probably deliver the White House to Barack Obama. You know what? I don't even know what to say about this. A few things make my head spin. I just know my gut is right. It's all staged at that level, and that's why Gary Johnson's going to be shut out. I don't think he'll be in the debates, but we'll find out more. By the way, there's new big breaking TSA news at InfoWars.com right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.